Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Kristen Zhivago. She's the author of Roadmap to Revenue, How to Sell the Way Customers Want to Buy, which is a really important thing. And Kristen, thank you again for being here. Zhivagopartners.com is the website, by the way, folks. The reason I like your title of your book is because you use the word want. And when we talk about, we're talking about mindset marketing, folks. Never mind psychographics and personas and positioning and all that kind of thing and demographics. Those are indicators, no question about it. But Kristen says mindset is the most powerful driver of a customer's decision. And Kristen, when you said how they want to buy, this is a big deal that I've been trying to push for a long time, and that's the difference between what people want and what they need. What they need is what everybody needs. What they want is particular to them, and what they want is anywhere from a little bit more to everything. And in that spectrum, that's where small businesses make a living. We don't make a living with what people need. We make a living with what they want. What do you think?
Well, it's an interesting distinction. They can do both. They can need a new washing machine, but they want it for a specific reason,
right,
like you said. And so the wanting is the thing where your offer has to match that. You have to raise your flag and say, we get it. We understand what you want, and here's how we deliver it. You make the promise. You offer something to them. And it can, like I said, it could be your product or service, or it could be something educational that helps them understand that you understand where they're coming from. And as buyers, we all know that when you run into somebody who actually understands what you want, then you stick around. You want to do business with them. You try to make sure that you do business with them. So that's the key, and everybody misses it. They're all running around doing channels and, social media and the latest shiny marketing object. And missing the main point. And when you do the main point, it works.
Well, see, this is the thing that I was saying is that if you can't get to what they want, what customers want to buy, as you say, if you can't get to that, then they might as well order it online. If you're only talking about what they need a washing machine. So if it doesn't matter, if nothing else matters, but that give me a washing machine, give me the box and I'll plug it up, then they can have somebody deliver that from Amazon, right? But what they want is something, if you're a small business owner, is that you've got to find those people who want, as you say in your book, what Amazon can't deliver. And that's inside of the mindset, isn't it?
Yeah, and unfortunately, Amazon's done a great job of understanding the customer's mindset. If you go to their site and you look at all the different ways they've appealed to your mindset, free shipping and get it tomorrow, and we'll tell you exactly when it's going to get here, and you can track it. And they've made supporting the buying process an absolute, they've taken it to the max.
Yeah.
You know, here's what other customers say. Here's questions you can ask of other customers. Here are other products that they have absolutely taken that any which way you look at this, you're going to be satisfied. That's why Amazon is successful.
And today, though, in 2020, small business owners can approximate that. They have the technology that can approximate that if they'll apply it. They're going to need to start doing that more, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's what customers expect. Amazon has set the bar. We can't deny it. It's the truth. They've set the bar. And so all of us are competing against an Amazon-like experience. And if you only provide an eighth of that, it's not going to work. People are just going to be like, oh, well, no, I can't figure this out. Okay, well, I'll just go to Amazon. That's why they're so successful.
Mm-hmm. But I will tell you, the beautiful part about that, though, and see, Amazon has now replaced Walmart. I used to say this about Walmart. There are enough people out there who either don't want to do business with Amazon or who have – there's something about being local that they like. They like the faces or whatever. There are enough of those kind of people that for you to make a living, small businesses don't have to conquer the world. Amazon must conquer the world. They must get everybody. But we, as a small business, we don't have to have everybody. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Well, and also you can do such a great job that people want to come back to you. I mean,
yep.
We all like going to the local company, local store, whatever, and having them know exactly who we are.
Yeah, that's part of
what
the mindset.
Isn't it?
That's part of the mindset.
Yes, exactly.
So wrap it up. We got about 30 seconds. What do you think?
Oh, I think people need to pay attention to the mindset and find out what their customers really want before they try to sell anything. Because nothing's going to work if they don't do that.
Ask customers. And now the new stuff that you've figured out here that we've been talking about since the book, is that on your website?
Yeah, I've got a blog up, and I've got another one coming out soon. And I'm also just about to publish a guide.
All right.
To teach people how to do this.
Zhivago,
I want everybody to figure this out.
Zhivago Partners, ZH, ZhivagoPartners.com is the website. Kristen Zhivago, the book is called Roadmap to Revenue. Rick, Kristen, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I'd love to, thanks.
We love having you on the show. Kristen Zhivago, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break. We'll be back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.